Let's pray together. Almighty Father, we thank you that you do speak to us so clearly through the scriptures, that you tell us your Holy Spirit is here with us, and that he comes to reveal to us the wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you would open the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf this evening, and that you would show your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'd like to speak to all of us tonight, whether you're sitting at the back or you're here together at the front. And I'd like us to look together at something from the Gospel of Mark. And if you'd like to turn there with me, it's in chapter 1 and from verse 32 to 34. And if you're not familiar with the Bible, the Gospel of Mark is an eyewitness account of what Jesus said and did. And so if you want to know who is Jesus, we can turn to the Gospel and it tells us all about him. But we're going to read tonight from Mark chapter 1 and from verse 32. And the scripture says, "At evening, when the sun had set, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were demon-possessed. And the whole city was gathered together at the door. Then he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he did not allow the demons to speak because they knew him." This passage tonight is about the wonderful healing power of the Lord Jesus, and about his power to draw people to himself. And there's really two questions that I'd like to ask everybody as we think about what this passage says to us. And the first question is, do you need to be healed? Do you need to be healed? And the second is Jesus drawing you? Is he drawing you? Because the strange thing you learn as a Christian is that first you think you're the one who's searching for God. But the real truth, as we'll see in this passage, is that God is the one searching for you. And in fact, you might find yourself in church and listening to the preacher, but in fact, it's because God has drawn you. And he wanted you to be here, because he's here to speak to you. So that's what this wonderful passage is about. The power of the Lord Jesus to heal, and his power to draw people to himself. So Mark tells us that on this day of ministry, on this Sabbath day, the Lord Jesus was able to do these incredible miracles that people from all across the city, from the whole region, were drawn towards him, and that he healed them. He healed them. And it says in verse 33, the whole city was gathered together at the door. So his wonderful power to heal and his power drawing people to himself. As we've seen throughout Mark's gospel, Mark's asking us the big question. Who is the Lord Jesus? Who is he? Who is this amazing person who can perform these incredible supernatural things? And that's the most important question that you'll ever have to answer. Who is Jesus? This Jesus that Christians speak so much about, that he could heal people like this. Well, Mark's giving us another bit of the answer, another piece of the puzzle, that Jesus is a healer. He's a healer. He can heal. And he's a comforter. He is the consolation of Israel. Here are these people all flocking to him in their desperate need. And here's the good shepherd gathering them in as his lost sheep and beginning to heal them. So this is who he is. He's a healer. So the first big question I'd like to ask is, do you need to be healed? The Bible passage says that he healed many. All these people brought from this different area. Just try and picture that in your head. Try and imagine what that must have been like. There's almost no medicine in the ancient world, 2,000 years ago, when this is taking place, in the far-off country of Israel. So there would probably have been people there that night with all kinds of disabilities, through birth or disease or through accidents. Perhaps there were people who had broken backs, broken legs, disfigurements. There were perhaps people with internal illnesses and diseases, things that back then they really didn't have any understanding about. Fevers, blood disorders, heart problems, brain tumors, chronic inherited conditions. But what Mark is telling us is that Jesus had this incredible power to heal them all. These people coming to Jesus must have been desperately looking for help. They were people, and there was nothing else to give them hope. There weren't cures. Any kind of illness in the ancient world was potentially life-threatening. So can you picture them coming to Jesus in desperate need? The Bible tells us that they were hurting in body and soul. It says that they were both sick people and they were demon-possessed. So they're sick physically, but they're also sick spiritually. Demon-possessed means they were being terrorized by the spiritual forces of darkness. Your soul can be imprisoned by evil forces and evil powers, the powers of sin, of despair. They would have been people tormented by evil thoughts and a dark heaviness that lay upon them. So again, if you can picture that scene, it was like a sea of human misery. So many suffering people are now all coming to this one place. It must have been overwhelming. It's as if they were all coming out of the woodwork. Perhaps on a normal day in that town, people went about their business and just were unaware of how much suffering there really was around them. But that's the first thing that happens when Jesus draws near. He exposes your need. It's as if he puts a finger on the thing that hurts. And he begins to make you realize just how lost you are, how empty life can be, how real pain can be. I think today we're very good at hiding from suffering. Modern medicine, which is a gift from God, perhaps fools us into thinking life is better than it really is. But the truth today, just like it was in Jesus' time, is that there is a huge depth of suffering all around us. If you could somehow take the roofs off all the houses round about us and you could peer and look in, you would see that same sea of pain and misery. And we're all very good at putting on a face and pretending that it's not there and we're not hurting underneath. But Jesus exposes that. You could look in the homes all around us. There'll be cancer, there'll be disabilities. There'll be families that are hurting because there's arguments and there's strife and they're falling apart. There's all kinds of spiritual wounds and prisons. There's violence, there's despair. Do you tonight identify with these people coming to Jesus? Maybe there's some misery that you're enduring in secret. Do you need to be healed by Jesus? But it raises a difficult question, doesn't it? I know it's a question that probably puts more people off becoming a Christian than any other. And it's, why is there so much suffering? We're seeing it here, all gathered around Jesus. Why is there so much pain and suffering in the world? Why is it that all of us will experience it in one way or another? Why is that the human condition? And we've got to ask that question because, and you might have wondered about this, the Bible says that there is a God, and he's an all-powerful God, and he's a loving God who just wants to do each one of us good. He has a good purpose for each one of us. And it tells us that he created this as a good world. It was never God's intention that there should be evil like this. So if all of that's true, where's all this suffering come from? Well, you might not like the Bible's answer, but it can be summed up in one word, which is sin. the source of all this misery is sin. We're suffering collectively because of our sin. Now, sin is just the Bible's word for saying that we've disobeyed God. We've broken His rules. His good, His perfect rules that teach us to love. And we have all done it. Now, God has clearly explained how we are to live. It's not hard to understand what the Bible says about the right way to live. But you and me, we have all willfully ignored God, gone our own way. And because we've all done it, God has, if you like, put a collective punishment on the human race. You see, this problem of sin is not a small problem. It's no small thing to insult God who made you, to shun His glory, to break His laws. And because He's so good, He judges our sin. He punishes evil. Now, this is not to say, this does not mean that there's a direct link. The Bible does not teach that one person is suffering a particular illness because of a particular sin. That's far too simplistic. Rather, the Bible tells us that we are a united human race. We're a body, and our whole body is infected. You know, there might be something wrong in your head, but your whole body's going to feel it. And we're all guilty of sin, and we're all under this judgment and condemnation. That God is angry about sin. And so all the suffering and misery we see is part of that terrible judgment that we brought on ourselves because of sin. And so sin and death and suffering is this monster that's come into the world. And so what I'm saying is, the Bible's saying, is it's our fault. This is why we're hurting in body and soul. Do you need to be healed by Jesus? Even if there's nothing physically wrong, your heart, your soul will know the emptiness and the pain of sin. And you begin to wonder, isn't there more to life than what I've got? Well, the Bible's saying your problem is much bigger than you think. It's sin, and that you're not right with God. Do you need to be healed by Jesus? But then the second wonderful thing you see in this passage is that Jesus has this amazing power by which He draws these people to Himself, and He heals them. He heals them. You see, in Mark's gospel, all the gospels are a little bit different. In Mark's gospel, he focuses on the actions of Jesus, in the sense of sometimes actions speak louder than words. And he's showing us that Jesus has this power to heal us, to heal the human race, to heal you, body and soul. What you see is His power and His compassion was drawing people to come. His love, His willingness to help. It says He healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. Now, really understand that might sound a little bit strange to our ears. The emphasis there is on how many He healed. When it says many, it doesn't mean there were some He didn't heal. It's the scripture's way of emphasizing He healed them all. The many sick, the various illnesses, the many demon possessed. On that night, Jesus healed everyone who came to Him. And if you struggle to believe this, if you think miracles like that just don't happen, you've got to listen to the evidence. Here's a whole town of eyewitnesses who would testify. And here it is written and recorded as a written record that these things happened. So the great question you've got to ask is how? How could Jesus do this? How could Jesus have this amazing ability? When you're looking for hope, when you're hurting, you want to know that the help is credible, don't you? When you're sick, when you're really sick, you want to know the doctor knows what he's talking about. That he's a recognized expert, he's someone you can trust. So if you're coming to Jesus for help, you need to know who He is so you can trust Him, how He's able to do this. Well, the scripture gives us a clue at the end of verse 34. It says that he would not let the demons speak, for they knew him. Now just think about that for a minute. What does that mean? Well, it means two things. That Jesus had a kind of secret identity, and that he was on a kind of secret mission. It means that these demonic forces recognized Jesus. They knew him. It means, when they said they knew him, they didn't just mean they knew his name was Jesus and that he came from Nazareth. Everybody knew that. It means they knew something secret about him that wasn't obvious to human eyes. They knew that there was another layer to his identity that others hadn't got yet. They knew this secret identity, that Jesus was more than a man, a supernatural, spiritual person. Come as a man, but more than that, he's something more underneath. Now this is the astonishing claim we make to you tonight, who Jesus really is. The gospel, the whole Bible, go on to give us the answer. Christ's secret identity is he is the Son of God. He is God, the Son. Come on this secret mission to heal us, to save us. He's the one who is the creator of the universe. He's the one who is the all-powerful Lord of all. Come on this secret mission. This is how we can do these amazing things. This is how we can heal, because he created. And we often ask in the midst of our suffering, where is God? Well, the Bible's giving you the clear answer. Here is God. Here is Jesus. Right there, in the dirt, in the sweat, surrounded by all this suffering. That's where you'll find God, by looking to Jesus. He's come. Here he is. Perhaps you sometimes prayed when you've been alone and in secret and say, God, if you're real, would you show yourself to me? Well, here's God's wonderful answer. He's come. He's here. It's Jesus. But he's also on this secret mission that he won't allow the demons to disrupt by speaking out. Because his mission is much more than just this physical healing. It's to completely heal us and to bring us back to God. If our problem, the root source of the problem, is sin, then, you know, Jesus could heal us and give us a temporary kind of fix to get us through this life. But it doesn't solve the real problem. We need something to be done about sin. And what the rest of the gospel goes on to unfold is that Christ comes to deal with this, to heal us once and for all. And that he had this great mission, that he was going towards the cross. He was always heading towards it, that there he was going to die. Because there he was going to take our punishment for us. So we could be forgiven. So we could be brought back to the God who loves us. And give us real, never-ending healing, body and soul. So you see, this was this remarkable secret mission that Jesus has come to accomplish. And what you see is that, if you like, invisibly, behind the scenes, as all these people are coming, is God was invisibly drawing them. God was bringing them to Jesus. Is he drawing you? Maybe you came here for lots of different reasons tonight, but God had an appointment with you. God wanted you to be here because he knows that you're hurting. And he's speaking to you now. You see, something else in this passage is it says that all these sick people were brought to Jesus. They were carried, perhaps on people's shoulders, perhaps on a kind of stretcher that would have been made. The Lord uses means. He uses other people. He uses his church to help draw people to Jesus. But maybe right now you feel something of that. You feel these deep needs that are in your life. You're hurting, body and soul. Well, understand, Jesus brought you here because he wants to heal you. He wants to set you free of your sin. He wants to give you a new life. He wants to heal you. At times when you look at all the need around us, it might be overwhelming. And you wonder what can we do? And you think, well, so many things we could do that are beneficial. We could work in the drop-in shelter. We can donate time and money. And we must do all those good things. But the best thing, the most important thing, is draw people to Jesus. Tell people about the Savior. And the needs might be overwhelming, but that's the greatest need. So let us point to Him. That is our work, to share this wonderful gospel. Praise God, this is no longer a secret mission. Christ has now accomplished the cross and He's living forever. And He's declared that this good news should be shared to every one of us, to all creatures, all mankind. All of us are now invited. All of us are being drawn to Christ if we would but say yes and let us. What else you see in this picture, as the crowds were around Jesus that night, is that Jesus has a special people. He has a people who are all His own, that He's chosen, that He's called, and He draws them to Himself. Is that you tonight? Is Jesus drawing you? You begin to sense that God is real and His presence. You begin to have questions. You begin to want to search. You begin to feel your guilt. You come to Him with your need. And that's how Jesus draws His people, so He might heal them and set them free. So would you be healed by Jesus this evening? Would you be healed by Jesus? Do you need to be healed? Then let Him draw you. Say yes to Jesus. Come and meet with His people who will tell you about Him, who will help you learn about Him. Come and listen to His word. Come and read the Bible. Come and pray. And don't resist Him as He draws you closer to Himself. And if we are here as His people, let's rejoice that He's drawing people. And let's make sure when we're overwhelmed by the needs, that we're just simply pointing to Him. And He will save His people. As it said in that passage in Isaiah, it was His sovereign work. I am the Lord. I have made a people for My own glory. He will accomplish it. So let us pray. Lord, we thank You for the power of Your word, that it draws Your people to You. We thank You for the healing power of the Lord Jesus, that He can heal us body and soul in this life or the next. We thank You, Lord, for the forgiveness of sin, that we can be healed in our relationship with God. Lord, we pray for everyone here tonight that they would feel the power of Your word and hear You speaking to them. Please, Lord, help us as Your people to draw people to You. We pray for His glory. Amen.